For CRI News, I'm Linda Mills. China and Philippines have confirmed the establishment of a biannual bilateral consultation mechanism, or BCM, on the South China Sea. The announcement was made in a joint press release issued on Friday after the first consultation meeting between the two sides over the issue. Under the new mechanism, officials from the new respective foreign ministries and maritime affairs agencies will meet alternately in the two countries once every 6 months. Consensus on setting up the BCM was reached during diplomatic consultations between the two foreign ministries this January. China has warned the United States close-up surveillance of China can easily cause misunderstandings. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson made the remarks in response to reports about China's interception of a U.S. military aircraft over the East China Sea. Two Chinese fighter jets intercepted a U.S. military aircraft designated to detect radiation over the East China Sea on Wednesday. A U.S. Air Force spokesperson said the aircraft was carrying out a routine mission over international airspace and was operating in accordance with international law. The Chinese spokesperson urged the U.S. to have more respect for China's security concerns, saying such close-up surveillance is highly likely to cause misunderstandings, misjudgments, or unexpected incidents. The first crude oil from Myanmar has reached China via a crude oil pipeline between the two countries. China National Petroleum Corporation said the oil has reached Reili in Yunnan Province, bordering Myanmar. The oil will continue to flow through the pipeline for 650 kilometers at a speed of about 50 kilometers per day before reaching the company's branch in the province. The over 1,400-kilometer-long cross-border pipeline is part of the China-Myanmar Oil and Gas Pipeline Project. The project includes a crude oil pipeline and a gas pipeline. Two Chinese companies and the city of Kyiv have signed a deal to build a 16-kilometer-long subway line in the city. China Railway International Group and China Pacific Construction Group will be responsible for the project's engineering, procurement, and construction. They will also assist the Ukrainian government in raising funds for the project through Chinese financial institutions. Local authorities have estimated it will cost about $1.3 billion to build the fourth subway line in the Ukrainian capital. Kyiv currently has three subway lines with a total length of less than 70 kilometers. The Kremlin has announced that Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte in Moscow on Thursday. Topics of discussion between the two are expected to cover bilateral cooperation in political, economic, trade, cultural, and humanitarian spheres. Russian authorities said the two leaders will also discuss international and regional issues, especially related to the stability and security of the Asia-Pacific region. As part of Duterte's trip, the two sides are also expected to adopt a joint statement. U.S. President Donald Trump has renominated Marine Corps General Joseph Dunford as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Meanwhile, Air Force General Paul Selva has been renominated as the vice chairman. Both generals will serve for a two-year term after their nominations are confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Both men have been serving in the same position since September of 2015 after being nominated consecutively to the Joint Chiefs of Staff by former President Barack Obama. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff commands no troops. Persons serving in this position act as senior military advisors to both the President and the Secretary of Defense. An attack on an airbase in southern Libya has killed more than 140 people, mostly soldiers loyal to military strongman Khalifa Haftar. The clash started when militia loyal to the UN-backed Government of National Accord in Tripoli attacked the airbase on Friday. Victims also include civilians working at the site. The Government of National Accord has condemned the attack, saying it had not ordered the assault. It has also decided to suspend its defense minister and the head of the militia that carried out the attack. The Tripoli-based unity government and the rival administration in eastern Libya are battling for influence in the North African country. Friday's clash came a month after Khalifa Haftar's armed forces attacked an airbase controlled by the militia that launched the attack on Friday. The clash a month ago was called off after a reconciliation meeting between Khalifa Haftar and the UN-backed Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj. For CRI News, this has been Linda Mills.